We now go to Michelle Marquez, who gives a very special segment on Center Stage.
This is Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. There's a very special project that's coming to the Green Music Center on October 17th. It's called End of Life. And joining me on the KSRO Live line are Bonnie Lasky and Irv Rothenberg. They are their project organizers and creators of The Gift, The End of Life. Thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to be here.
So I looked a little bit online to learn more about Theater of War Productions. This is super powerful. Can you tell us a little bit about how this process works, what these experiences are like?
Brian Dougherty's, who is the interpreter, director, and actually is the facilitator that actual evening, has been doing this for about 6 or 7 years. He started doing it after a loss in his own personal life. And he did it mostly for military audiences in the beginning. And one of the actors who's going to be here present, David Strathairn, Oscar nominee for a variety of shows, was one of his early actors as well as some other people. And Brian is a student of Greek philosophy, the Greek plays, and he's the one who sort of interpreted this material and said, you know, it applies to situations in current life. And those plays 2,000 years ago, as I understand them, were put on for the public. They were a catharsis. They used huge arenas, and everybody, you know, in town came to them. And so what they found is that the actors who read parts of these plays that have to do with current issues that we face in life in a variety of ways, in the military, it had to do with issues of abandonment, issues of suffering, issues of death of friends, those sort of things. And they got such unbelievable response from the audiences, they started over the years to expand this to other areas. And so they've ended up doing them in prisons. They've ended up doing them in addiction programs. And they've done a lot of them in the health care field because, again, of the personal interest in that. And there are just so many great catalysts for discussion about the mortality that we all face in this issue. And so basically what happens is it's like a three-phase. These actors, Brian will set the stage about the play, what the background is, who the characters are. They will read these parts, and then there will be a discussion between the actors, the audience, and the facilitator about these issues. And basically, what seems to happen is that the actors just stir up the emotions and the thoughts, and the audience, it gives the audience permission to open up and talk about what are the issues in their life and what's going on.
Yeah, and that ability of art to really pull you out and let you talk about things that maybe you're too uncomfortable to talk about otherwise. And this subject especially, talking about the end of life, which, at least in this country, we have a real hard time dealing with those problems and emotions and things that come with the end of life.
And it's not just the patient or the patient's family or the caregivers, but also the physicians have their own struggle with end of life issues. I used to be the director at UC Davis Medical Center, and one of the areas that I was responsible for was hospice and also geriatrics and, at that time, the AIDS epidemic. And so I saw a lot of suffering, and I started to understand what everybody was going through. And some people were never given the permission to talk about their situation. And it makes for a more difficult ending to their life.
And being able to talk about all the things that come up. There's anger, guilt, love, sorrow. I mean, there's so much. And that is echoed in these Greek plays. Sophocles is the author for the plays that will be read.
Yes, and they're all 2,000-year-old plays. It's amazing how appropriate subject matter is to what we're doing today.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. We all have to die. and these things are universal truths.
There's no options.
We saw this happen in San Francisco almost a year and a half ago as part of a program called Reimagine the End of Life that was going on in the city with different kinds of venues, and Jewish Family and Children's Services had brought in Theater of War to do this. And when Bonnie and I walked out of there, that night, we just said, we have to bring this to Sonoma County somehow. So we contacted them and hired the acting company, and then we contacted the Green Music Center, and we reserved Weill Hall. And what will happen that evening is that at 6 o'clock, the doors will open. The major sponsors who have been great about helping us fund this program will all have tables in the lobby. They are providers of palliative care. All three major hospitals in the area, Sutter and Kaiser Permanente, Memorial, St. Mm-hmm. Joseph's, and then our other sponsors, Jewish Family and Children's Services and Sonoma County Community Foundation, they will all have tables present with material, as well as there will be books on the subject and authors selling their books there. And then they'll have about an hour to interact with these people and get information. And each of those organizations is going to have a list of resources, other classes that are offered, other help that's available to people. And at 7 o'clock, we will actually have this presentation of the Sophocles plays, the Theater of War production, which is that separate company from New York that Brian owns and manages, and they do the theater part. And then after that, we will have people intermingling with the providers after the program.
That's amazing. And these actors that you've got participating are just amazing caliber. David Strathairn and Zach Grenier. Are the actors part of the conversation as well with the audience?
Sort of. They talk a little bit, but mostly they're there to somehow create the atmosphere to give the audience permission to talk.
To set the agenda and to provide the emotion release, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We also have four people that will be interviewed after they give their presentation, and these are all people that have had experiences either with family dying or being a healthcare provider or in some way providing information and their own story about it, which just furthers the opening of the door for people to give themselves permission to talk about their issues.
Right, and to share. Well, this is wonderful. The End of Life is coming up on October 17th at the Green Music Center. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Michelle, thank you so much for your time and for helping us achieve one of our goals, which is to highlight the community resources that are available out there for people to use.
It's important stuff. Bonnie Lasky and Irv Rothenberg, project organizers and creators of The Gift, The End of Life. This has been Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center at SSU.